Two men from Yemen arrived in Ghana in West Africa this week. It's probably the first time they set foot in the country, and very likely that they don't speak the local languages or know much about the culture. These two men from Yemen are former Guantanamo prisoners. The U.S. made a deal with Ghana to send them there. But why Ghana? I put that question to friend of the show, Carol Rosenberg. She's with the Miami Herald and has covered Guantanamo for years.
It's a really interesting development. I think it illustrates kind of the ends of the earth that the Obama administration is going to find places for these cleared men to go so they can get out of Gitmo before Obama gets out of the White House.
I know a couple of other African countries have taken Gitmo detainees who've been released, Uganda and Cape Verde. How much do we know about what Ghana gets out of this deal? What are the details of the deal that was struck?
Well, what's interesting about this one is the fellow who went to Uganda was actually Ugandan. And yes, Cape Verde took in some people as an act of humanitarian gesture. And what the Ghana government said was this was part of their humanitarian work. And that's what the Pentagon said as well, that they considered this a humanitarian gesture. What we know is that the foreign ministry said that they will accept these two Yemenis for 2 years, that the U.S. assured them that they weren't involved in terrorist activities, and that after these 2 years, they'll be free to go. And I think what Ghana has done is given us a little bit more of a window into the negotiating that the Department of State has done, which says to us, we're asking foreign countries to take them for just 2 years and then let them figure out where they want to live next if they haven't been properly integrated into society in Ghana.
And is that how it goes? After 2 years, it's Ghana that decides what to do with them?
Well, it would be Ghana that would offer them asylum and theoretically travel documents. So if they give them travel documents, they could leave. Part of the deal is these are Yemeni men who the Obama administration will not allow to go home. They don't currently have any passports or travel documents. So Ghana, in a certain way, will control their fate.
Now, you just said, Carol, that the U.S. Said these two Yemenis were not involved in terrorist activities. That's what they told Ghana. And also, these two Yemenis were apparently cleared for release years ago. So why only now have they been released? What took so long?
There were a couple of problems with these fellows, starting with the fact that they're Yemeni, and both the Obama and the Bush administration had decided that Yemenis couldn't go home. They were also put in a conditional release status, which was something different than plain old transfer, that a 2009 task force said, we don't know that they should just be let go. We want them sent to the custody of another country. And so they were in a little bit of a secondary release status. And I think if we know anything about these guys, they'd spent more than a decade at Guantanamo, and people were concerned about how angry they might be at the Americans for holding them there. Never charged with a crime, never went before a review board, arrived in their 20s, and are leaving in their 30s.
Incredible. Are there any other detainees who are going to be released soon, and where will they go? Is Ghana still interested in more?
I'm not sure we'll see any more go to Ghana, but there are 15 more men who are supposed to be released this month. We know one will go to Kuwait. He's a Kuwaiti, and the Kuwaiti government has said they're sending a plane for him on the weekend. I believe one will probably go to Saudi. He's a Saudi who was cleared for repatriation. And then the other 15, the real question will be, if they're all Yemeni, what countries around the world have agreed to take them? Because really, the challenge is to get the Yemenis out.
I always ask you this question, Carol, when we speak, but, you know, Obama has said repeatedly he wants to close down Guantanamo. Are we seeing a kind of a slow drip closure of Guantanamo? Is that what's happening?
The only way Barack Obama closes Guantanamo is by moving 50 or 60 or 70 of the detainees there to the United States. Congress won't allow it. He would have to either defy Congress or get Congress to change its legislation to allow detainees on U.S. soil. You know, earlier this week, I was listening to President Obama talking about gun control, and he said, it won't happen during this Congress. It won't happen during my presidency. I think we'll hear him saying those same words about Guantanamo someday.
Carol Rosenberg is with the Miami Herald and has been covering the Guantanamo story for years. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Marco.